Hi, welcome to Bookie. To unlock more world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for Bookey at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trial with more features. Today we'll unlock the book Last Child in the Woods, Saving Our Children from Nature Deficit Disorder. Do you remember how close you were to nature as a child? Maybe you played in the woods, caught fish in a creek, or picked fruits on a farm. For older adults, there was a lot of contact with nature when they were young. In the natural world, we can run freely and release our deeper instincts. Nature always makes us feel relaxed and happy, and gives us a feeling of inner peace and satisfaction. However, with the acceleration of industrialization and urbanization, our natural environment has been damaged to varying degrees. The scope of high-quality natural ecological environments has gradually decreased, and modern society has become increasingly superficial. For the sake of children's safety, many parents find it difficult to find the time to take their children closer to nature. Our younger generation is gradually being moved away from forests, mountains, and grasslands. They are surrounded by electronics such as televisions, mobile phones, game consoles, and other gadgets, which makes many children lose interest in nature completely. They prefer to play indoors because that's where all the electrical outlets are. Although today's parents strive to provide their children with the best living and learning conditions, they ignore the children's direct connection with nature. Some parents may think that society has developed, and that their children do not need to experience nature as much as they did. However, what they don't know is that children's alienation from nature will affect their sensory development and their physical and mental health. In addition to this, it will indirectly damage children's moral, aesthetic, emotional, and intellectual growth. The lack of connection with nature makes it difficult for children to build a sense of gratitude and respect for nature. Last Child in the Woods, Saving Our Children from Nature Deficit Disorder is a thought-provoking book, which rivals Rachel Carson's Silent Spring. Today, the ferocious wave of urbanization, the crises of environmental pollution, and the overwhelming tide of online information have hijacked the childhood of countless children. The broken bond between our young people and nature, the high rate of illnesses such as childhood obesity, attention deficit disorders, and depression, and the surge in the number of children with nature deficit disorder are the byproducts of social progress. Combined with a large amount of scientific research data, this book provides practical solutions and suggestions for closing the distance between children and nature and healing the broken bond between them. It has been called an absolute must-read for parents by the Boston Globe. The author Richard Louv is a well-known advocate for children's rights, a senior journalist, best-selling author, and chairman of the Children and Nature Network. He has long been concerned with and devoted himself to issues of nature, family, and community. In 2008, he was awarded the Audubon Medal by the National Audubon Society, an American environmental organization. Prior recipients include Rachel Carson, the author of Silent Spring. Next, we'll introduce this book in three parts. Part 1, Children with Nature Deficit Disorder. Part 2, Why Children Need Nature. Part 3, How to Help Children Return to Nature. Let's talk about the first part, Children with Nature Deficit Disorder. What is Nature Deficit Disorder? According to Richard Louv, Nature Deficit Disorder describes various behavioral and mental problems caused by human beings' alienation from nature. These includes diminished use of the senses, attention difficulties, solitude, anxiety, and irritability. Nature deficit disorder is not a medical diagnosis, but a perspective and explanation created by the author based on the social phenomenon of children's alienation from nature. His goal is to inspire people to think about the positive effects of nature on children's healthy growth. Since the late 1980s, Richard Louv has been concerned with the fact that more and more children are alienated from nature. The author found that the amount of time many children spend outdoors was decreasing for reasons including a lack of time, watching TV, and their parents' safety concerns. Some children even say that they prefer to play indoors, because that's where all the electrical outlets are. Some children feel that playing in nature seems weird, unusual, naive, or even dangerous. When they talk about nature, they show complex emotions of confusion, alienation, and longing. Children are far less interested in nature than they are in mobile phones, computers, and other electronic products around them. Two parents even said that they took their children to ski in the countryside, but the children listened to music on headphones while skiing instead of listening to nature. Increasingly, children do not know how to play in nature, and they always have to bring something with them. For example, their parents might be driving a four-wheel drive SUV, racing beside a breathtakingly beautiful mountain stream. However, in the backseat, their two children are watching a movie on a flip-down video screen, oblivious to the landscape and water outside the windows. All these examples show that children now have less and less contact with nature, and the bond is breaking between young people and the natural world. So what are the factors that are keeping children away from nature? First, Richard Louv points out in his book that, with the progress of industrialization and urbanization, wasteland and natural space are gradually decreasing. In the past, children could walk a few steps outside and see the woods and grass. Today's children, especially children in cities, might only see asphalt roads and skyscrapers when opening their windows. There are less and less natural spaces for children to play. In particular, there are more and more office buildings, apartments, and residential areas in cities, which are managed by property managers. Homeowners need approvals to construct any buildings in their backyard or sports fields, and children's outdoor activities are restricted. The book cites an example of a case that took place in Pennsylvania. Three brothers, ages 8, 10, and 12, spent 8 months and their own money to build a treehouse in their backyard. The district council ordered the boys to tear it down because they had no building permit. This strict covenant of the community has led many parents and children to believe that outdoor activities are prohibited, which discourages children's enthusiasm for outdoor activities. Secondly, the time children spend outdoors is reduced, and their study time is extended. According to statistics, in the first decade of the 21st century, nearly 40% of American elementary schools reduced or were considering reducing the amount of time spent outdoors. Schools began to attach more importance to academic performance. Many districts considered outdoor activities to be too risky or a waste of potential academic time. One little girl said that throughout 5th and 6th grade, she had no time to play outdoors. Every day, she had to play the piano for an hour, do her homework, and practice soccer for an hour and a half. There was really no time to explore nature. Children spend more and more time studying, but have less and less time at their own disposal and for playing in the natural world. Finally, parents' anxiety is also one of the barriers hindering children's exposure to nature. Some parents worry that their children will encounter ill-intentioned strangers if they go into forests, fields, or wilderness parks alone. They fear that their children will be hurt or abducted by strangers. They also worry that children will be attacked by wild animals or infected by viruses and bacteria while playing in nature. For the sake of their children's safety, parents forbid them from exploring independently. Additionally, some parents are busy with work due to high social pressure and do not have enough time to bring their children to play in a natural setting. The previously mentioned reasons have led children to spend more time indoors, in the company of electronic devices, such as televisions, mobile phones, and computers. They stay away from nature and consequently develop nature deficit disorder. Children lack the opportunity to play freely in nature, and the time for outdoor activities is shortened. In contrast, their time spent indoors is extended, and their amount of physical activity is insufficient, which leads to poor physical fitness and an increased rate of childhood obesity. Additionally, some researchers have found that children who spend extended periods of time indoors can suffer from problems with their mental health. In 2004, A medical study conducted by the Children's Hospital and Regional Medical Center in Seattle showed that every hour of TV that preschoolers watched per day increased their likelihood of developing concentration problems and other symptoms of attention deficit disorders by 10% before age 7. If children's outdoor activities are reduced, and their number of school hours is increased, do you think that their concentration will improve? In fact, the opposite is true. There is plenty of evidence that children are finding it harder and harder to concentrate. Therefore, alienation from nature can take a toll on children's physical and mental health. That concludes the first part of this bookie, which described children with nature deficit disorder. Let's summarize what we've learned. Today's children have less and less contact with nature due to the declining number of outdoor spaces, the lack of time for outdoor activities, and parents' concern that playing outside is too risky. The consequences for children are diminished use of the senses, attention difficulties, and higher rates of physical and mental illnesses. The author points out that we need to understand not only the harm caused by children's alienation from nature, but also the physical and mental health benefits of having close contact with nature. We must understand why children need to experience nature, so that we can be more motivated to help them return to it. Today we are just sharing Limited Bookie. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trial with more features.
Ich glaube, ja, Hunde haben Humor.
Das sagt Sängerin, Moderatorin, Model und Influencerin Steffi Landerer, besser bekannt als Steffi Metal. Und die hat auch Humor. Und das weiß sie in der neuen Iswas Dog Folge nach, wenn sie über ihre persönlichen Hundstage mit ihrer Hündin Sheila spricht. Und sie gibt zusätzlich Tipps für ein langes Hundeleben. Also hört unbedingt rein in die neue Folge von Iswas Dog. Gibt's überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.